Good evening, everyone. My name is Ro, and I'm a true alcoholic. I thank God and the members of Alcoholics Anonymous for helping me incorporate this wonderful program in my life. And I'm grateful. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a very sick man. Might not appear that way to people, because I came to AA, and I found a place where I felt home. You know, I could be myself, you know, and I'm amongst people that are like me, likewise. And I'm grateful for that, finally, you know. For years and years and years, I was searching, and I found this place, finally, in Alcoholics Anonymous. Step 4, 5, and 6. I'm going to share my experience. I was kind of like, should I bring papers and this and that? I prayed on it. This is just me sharing my experience. It's not a workshop. I'm not working with people that are going to actually do the steps and the resentment. So why bring sheets? I'm just going to share my experience. After convinced, we got through, I did my third step with my sponsor, and she said, okay, you say you're willing to turn your life over to God, all right, so we got to continue. To show your willingness, you got to continue to do this inventory. Let's talk about fearless, moral inventory. Like, oh, I'm scared. It was told to me, all right, you got to see what it is you've given to God. You got to find out what are the things that are blocking you from God. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. So we started out with resentment. She gave me a list with some suggestions on resentment, institutions, principles. I was resentful to so many things. Probably had like 3 sheets, maybe like 30 resentment or something. And then she said, okay, what you resent? You know, bomb, I resent such person. Why? Because they did this. And there's a part on that sheet that is very important, that is very... a lot of people overlook, and it's that third column talk about what part is effect. It was very important for me because I saw a pattern on my list of my resentments. Self-esteem was low, and my sex was bad. Well, it says in the book, everybody needs overall in that. So I wasn't all that, ooh, but I saw that on my resentment list. A lot of it was self-esteem and sex. Wasn't much social, my security, my personal security, my relationship was with people. That also was repeatedly on that third column. So I wrote that down, and then I went down. First, she told me, write the list. I wrote the list. We meet again. She said, all right, now, go down on each one and write why you resent me. I did that. Okay. Then she gave me a sheet after I finished that list. That side, that column. She gave me a list. She said, all right, go down the list and see which part it affects. Your pocketbook, your blah, blah. I did that. Then when I said I'm done, then I went back. Okay, now what part did you play? Now that's the tricky part. Because and the book says, up to what people did and what it affected me is as far as I usually went. So as I keep playing this scenario in my mind, I am more and more resentful because I get more reason that I'm right. See, I got a disease in my mind that tells me, you know, I'm right. They're wrong. So I saw that part. Then we went into doing a list of my fears. Also, resentment. Another thing with resentment that I learned in going through this fourth step is on that page, there's a page that says when I'm resentful, what to do. I don't know it right off the bat because when I'm resentful, I go and I read it. But it tells me what to do. It tells me to treat people like they are sick. You know, I had a home group that I used to walk in with Band-Aids in my bag. And when people walk in and, you know, everybody, I'm sick. I got my own thing that I do or whatever. But when I recognize it on others and it bothers me, I pull out the Band-Aid and I put an imaginary Band-Aid on that person. Say he's a sick man. Let him go. So I don't want to act out no more. Or she's a sick woman. Let her go. Why? Because I see where I was sick, people put up with me. So who am I now to judge others and not put up with them? You know, anyway. So I used that part, the resentment part. Then I did my list of fears, what it affects, why I'm fearful, what would happen. You know, some questions I had to answer on each one. And also in the book, it talks about when fearful, it tells me what to do, what I should be doing. And when I'm in fear, I open up the book, look it up. Most of it is prayer. Most of it is acts. Acts mean I got to pray to God, you know. But then I had to make a list of harms that didn't have to do with fears and resentment. All right, I did that list. Okay. A lot of people I hear say, oh, the fourth step, I took a long time on the fourth step, da 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 da. I was kind of dragging my fourth step because of my fear of the fifth step. Because the fifth step is where either I'm a man or a boy. You know, and it tells me in there, those who have tried to hold on to the worst inventory, inevitably they drink again because they try to find an easier, softer way. That humiliation, it wasn't humiliation. It was just shame that I felt that day. Anyway, for some reason, before I did my fifth step, I went to a lot of fifth step meetings and, you know, my sponsor, she always talking about the fifth step is the fifth step and the turning point and the fifth step and the fifth step. I got an alcoholic mind. I'm like, all right, the book says that I could get a priest or anybody else, so I ain't telling nobody in Queens, Long Island, Brooklyn, nowhere. I know what I'm going to do. After I finish my fourth step, I'm going back to Panama. I'm going into the forest, get one of them Indians, and then tell my fifth step to the Indian. Then come back, you know. But God didn't set it up that way. You know, God had it to where he put somebody to work with me to where I was, when the time came, I was able to open up. And anyway, here we go. Going over, we planned the fifth that day. It was in Brookville Park. Went over to Brookville Park, and we sit down, you know. I don't know about y'all. When I was doing the fourth step, I knew there was something that I wasn't writing down. And that was the secret I was taking to the grave. And the reason my thinking, where my diseases told me, don't write it down, Because suppose when somebody find this, they're going to see the horrible thing you did, da-da-da. So I already knew in the back of my mind what my secret was, you know. And it's like, should I go? You know, all the way. I don't know. It's like anxiety was there, and boom, we got there, and we start talking. So I start reading my resentment, the fears, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know about y'all. I'm an alcoholic. I have a stage person that I show, even to my sponsor at times, you know. And show was going well. I was like, yeah. Going, reading, yes, yes, da 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 da. I did this, da 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 da. Right. And then came the moment. And the question was, is that all? That was a turning point for me in my recovery. And God gave me the strength to say, no, that's not it. And it all came up. And you know, nothing that my mind was telling me was going to happen, happened. It was just a boogeyman. She said, that's it? Now, let me tell you what I'm like, oh, wow. And the book says it's the end of isolation, because I realized, like, yo, I'm not the only one in this universe that did bad things. Everybody does, you know, go through their thing. It's just that nobody advertises their mistakes in society. So we did that, and I'll tell you the truth. What the book says, I experienced it. You know, this program is something that you could have all the knowledge in your mind, but if you don't do it, you won't understand what we're talking about. You got to experience it. And that day, that moment, that hour after that fifth step, when I went home, it's like I really felt that nearness of God. Like, wow, you know. And I went home, I followed the direction, I read the five proposals, and I felt like, yo, I did it. And in that moment, that day, that time frame, I was entirely ready for God to remove all my defects at that moment. You know, there's something in this spiritual life, like there's a moment where everything comes together and it's perfect, and then it falls apart. And that's the way it was. So I went ahead and did the sixth step, the seventh step is next. But I kind of did the seventh step that night. When I was entirely ready that day, I humbly asked him. But the ego rebuilds its step. By in the morning, I got this God, you know. And the beautiful thing about it is that step 5, 6, and 7 is something that I have to do continuously for the rest of my life. And as I went along, like when something crops up, I don't know about y'all. My experience is this. I be doing something, and then all of a sudden, like, yo, they don't feel like this is the right thing. You know, I'm doing the same every day, come in, read the book, blah, 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 put it down. And I'm doing the same thing every day. And then all of a sudden, like, yo, reading this book here don't feel right. Then I might say, you think reading this And you might say, oh, I'm up to you. I'm like, yeah, see, it ain't bad. Then like, yeah, I don't feel good. Then I'll tell myself, you know what? I ain't doing it no more. You know, kind of like stealing. That was my thing. Let's say one of my character defects, stealing. I used to say, okay, I'm entirely ready. I ain't stealing no more. This is it. Ever again. Situation present itself, I ain't gonna steal. Boom. Next thing you know, I got it with me. It's in my bag. You know, and I'm sharing it in a general way, because I could still go to jail, so. Yeah. It was, I was going and going to work and stealing. And I stopped drinking and getting high, but I went to work and I couldn't stop stealing because there's a certain scenario where it was the moment to take or not take. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right, this time, next time, because it's usually the same time of the day. You know, I go in 11, around 1 o'clock is when the action happens. You know what I'm saying? And when 1 o'clock comes and I'm like, you know what? Today I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I go back at this, and boom, powerlessness. And I didn't humbly ask God to remove it. I was telling him, God, take this. Not God, is it possible for you to please help me with this? I have to go to God in a broken state for him to help me. Not, I know, this is what you gotta do. No, God, help me. I don't know. I'm upset. I don't want to act out. You know, and I continuously had to do this 5, 6, and 7. But like I said, I was doing it first. All right, this is it. And then I realized I gotta pray and ask God when the moment comes to help me not do what I always been doing. And my life is changing, you know, as we speak, you know. One of the things I had an experience today, and I'm working with some people. We're working, and in the group, there's always somebody that's on a spiritual level that I have been before, so I could recognize. I don't know if y'all recognize that part when you first realize that God works, and you go home and tell everybody, hey, God works, and, yo, you gotta try this, you know, and this is it. And then you realize, like, okay, it's just for you. So, you know, you got to enjoy it and share that moment with other people in recovery. And I'm like, okay. So that stage of spiritual development, I could recognize it on somebody else that knows. I know, and this is what... If you do this, that's what's going to happen. And I'm like, who are you to tell me what's going to happen if you don't even know what's going to happen if you do it or not? Talk to me about your experience. If you've done it or if you're not. If you haven't, don't come here and preach to me and tell me what I need to do. Tell me what you're doing or what you're not doing. Then we could talk, because we're sharing experiences. And it's amazing. The young lady, she was like, I feel like you did that. I'm like, we're doing this work. There's instructions here to follow. And you are not following them. So I'm just enforcing what this says. You know, when we said we was going to do this, this is what we was going to follow. Oh, but we, the other lay people like, oh, but we together, and I like her, and not a matter of like or don't like. This work here in Alcoholics Anonymous is not for me to feel better. It's not therapy. This is about a psychological change. How can I change my ideas? How can I ask God to change my actions, my feelings? God does that if I ask him. It's not about what I know or what I don't know. What I know is that I really don't know. The one thing I learned in here, they tell me, come to meeting and learn to listen and listen to learn. Okay, so I'm listening to learn, I'm listening to learn, and the only thing I learned was how to listen. Thanks for letting me share.